this message titled Build, three languages of building are explained. It takes time to build. We build to last, and we need relationships to build. Pastor explains five types of relationships that will help us build, and prays that we might be builders, never cooperating with the destroyer.
The book of Ezra, it's in the Old Testament. It might be around 430 pages. The sixth chapter and verse 14.
So the elders of the Jews built, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they built and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia.
Amen. The book of Ezra, the sixth chapter, verse 14. And the elders of the Jews built it, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet. And they built it and finished it according to the commandment of God of Israel. Amen. I want to title the message, Build. The language of building. You know, I love kids, but I don't want the kids playing around, please. It's, I love kids, but... Sixth chapter, verse 40. Amen. The language of... Let me hear you. Come on. The language of... Everything as a language. Building is not easy. To destroy is easy. God has blessed us to build. Amen. The first thing, or the first language of building, is that it takes time to build. I want you to open your mouth and say, it takes time to build. It takes time to build. It took God Almighty 6 days to build the heavens and the earth and all that we see. To build something and to finish what you have started to build takes time. Don't kill yourself because you don't see anything finished in your life. Are you with me? It takes time. There is a saying, if you should be able to stand in the palace of the king, you should be willing to walk barefooted in the desert. Sometimes I see people getting envious of people who looks like they have everything in life. But you don't know what they went through to get to the place where they are. It might have taken them 36 years. It took God nearly 40 years to train up Moses in the wilderness to stand in that palace. If you arrive suddenly, you will depart suddenly. So it is important that you wait for your time. Don't put pressure on yourself. Are you with me? It takes time to build. There's a saying that God always comes late when he comes big. So don't get discouraged. See, right in the fact that God creates or God brings forth, you know, why were you born as a baby and not as an adult? We all want to grow up. But why were you born as a baby? Because God is trying to say something. It takes time to grow. Are you with me? No amount of food that you give the baby in the 3 months will make them a 30-year-old. It takes time. You are called a human being, not a human being. Human being, been there, being, B-E-E-N. No, you're not a human being, you're a human being, present continuous. God is still working on you. Ah, come on. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, you look like a human being. You got to be patient with yourself. You got to be patient with somebody else. It takes time. It's a process. As a matter of fact, there are some weaknesses in your life that you can never overcome. I might not sound very Pentecostal in that. But God will give you the wisdom to manage it. Moses could never get over his stammering. I mean, God had called him, God had commissioned him. God is sending up him into Pharaoh's court. When he was in Pharaoh's court, he was pretty eloquent. Now God has been dealing with him in the wilderness, and then he's going back to Pharaoh's court. He's going there as a stammerer. God didn't heal him of his stammering. He had to learn to manage it. Are you with me? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Every time you make a mistake, you realize that you are a human being. Anybody here who's never made a mistake in life? Yeah, there's somebody there. We want to worship you. So you got to learn to forgive yourself. Are you with me? There's a saying, if you don't forgive the matter of yesterday, there'll be no one to play with you today. Are you with me? It's a saying, it's an African saying. If you don't forgive the matter of yesterday, there won't be no one to play with you today. You got to learn to forgive. Sometimes in marriages, it so happens that sometimes a woman is sitting and crying. You say, why are you crying? You say, 7 years, with this day, you did this to me. So she's celebrating the anniversary of what happened 7 years back. Do you think the family will be built? You got to learn to forgive. You got to learn to move on. God doesn't consult your past to bless your future. I say that again. God doesn't consult your past to bless your future. Don't allow the devil to hammer you on the mistakes that you've done in your life. God is still working on you. Amen. God is still. Anybody believe that? God is still working on you? God is still working on you. If you think you have a right, you're doomed to fall. God is working. And that work that God has begun in you, it will continue till Jesus Christ comes. As a matter of fact, It is said that there are five phases in life. The first phase is called the zero phase, where you are an absolute zero, where you don't have nothing. The offering box comes in front of you and you don't have anything to put in there. Zero phase. Then there is what is called the struggling phase, don't give up in that phase. You're struggling as a family man to make your ends meet, to bless your family, to build your home. You've not arrived, you don't have it all together. You started a business, but you're struggling. It's not quite up there where you want it to be. Don't give up. Everybody goes through that phase. Are you with me? The struggling phase. You're struggling for an opportunity to minister forth for the Lord. You're struggling. I remember the first time I tried preaching. I never had the gift of preaching. I still don't think I have. But the first time I started preaching, you know, I couldn't get through with it. I was hoping somebody whom I really look up to would come and compliment me and appreciate the struggle that I had. But he said it was lousy. I was so disappointed. I didn't want to preach ever again. I said, Lord, I'm happy serving you, Lord, by putting chairs and giving oil to the man of God that God had placed above me for when he was praying for the sick and, you know, just helping out. I'm just happy doing that. I'm still happy doing that. Huh? But sometimes we forget why we are somewhere. It is because sometimes of what God saw in you while you were putting that chairs, giving that oil, helping somebody. Those are the things that maybe God looked at and promoted you. And sometimes what happens to people when they are promoted and they get a mic, they forget they were there because of what they did there that God saw. And suddenly they're too big for themselves and they can't put a chair. They're a senior pastor. They're a great man of God. No, no, no. Don't get into that trap. Are you with me? I'm still happy putting chairs. I'm still happy. If there is nobody else to do that, I'll gladly do it. Amen. Glory be unto the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In your struggling phase, don't quit. Then there is a third phase, which is called the dream phase, where you begin to dream. The poorest man is the man with no dream. You dream. Anybody not married here? Don't marry a man who's got a big television at home, but marry a man who's got a vision. Sometimes men try to impress women by the big television, the big car and all. No, it's not the television, it is the vision. Vision, dream. You should be able to dream with your eyes open. Are you with me? Glory be to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Open up your hearts to the Lord, lift up your hands and say, Holy Spirit, release your dreams into me. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I dream. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Amen. I have visions of an end time army of the living God who walks in the supernatural. The signs, wonders, and miracles casting out demons and healing the sick and prophesying and building up societies and communities and nations and businesses and families, an anointing that is carried by a last generation of the God's servants, hallelujah, that will bring in the return of Jesus Christ onto the planet earth. Lift your hand and say, I want to be a part of the entire move of the Holy Spirit, a move before Jesus Christ comes. Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Raidanam divanam sehela raidivina haspakaju telivyanam. May many of you be released into that dimension, into that grace to flow in the supernatural in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Amen. Dream. I used to read books of Oral Roberts and Kenneth E. Hagin and all of them. John Austin. He's the pastor that I wanted in my life. I used to read books of them and I used to see them move in the supernatural. T.L. Osborne. More people have come in India to the gospel and to Jesus, especially North India, through the ministry of T.L. Osborne. This time I had the opportunity of being in the place where he was born this year, just 2 weeks back. The opportunity to go to Oral Roberts University and Kenneth Hagin's ministry, Rhema Bible College. I wanted to go and study Bible there. So I went there and lifted my hands up and prayed in the Spirit and walked in the Spirit. Dream phase, are you with me? The fourth phase is the actualization phase, where actually things begin to happen forth for you. And the fifth phase is what is called the manifestation phase, where God actually begins to manifest that which He promised. But it is a journey. You go through those phases. What you don't have today that God has promised in His word, may you have it tomorrow. Come on. You might not have it today, but may you have it tomorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed. May it manifest forth in your life. Amen. When God begins to manifest His blessing, it is a mystery to yourself. How is it possible? How is this possible? It has to be God. Sometimes you are there in the manifestation phase. There's been no sound of rain. There has actually been no rain, but the ditches are filled with water. You know, it is the Lord. May some of you might not sense anything, but may your ditches be filled with water. May you see a manifestation of God's grace and blessing. May the victory of the Lord be manifested in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody receive it in the name of the Lord. I pluck it out in the Spirit. Take it in the name of Jesus. May it manifest forth for your life. No marriage succeeds immediately. I've been a pastor for 25 years now. As a matter of fact, no profitable relationships happens overnight. No profitable relationships happens overnight. You're deceiving yourself if you think it happens overnight. It doesn't. When they give you your marriage certificate, they're actually giving you a letter of employment. It's hard work. It's hard work. There is not a single relationship on earth where your Christianity is put under pressure like marriage. You can fool people in the church, but not at home. Are you with me? Somebody said, when you marry, you go from patience to endurance, and you get masters in long suffering. Everything takes time. To build something, it takes time. Don't be disappointed in yourself. Are you with me? Don't look down on yourself. Don't say, hey, listen, I'm not blessed because of what happened in the past. Don't say that. It's not from God. It's a deception of the enemy. God doesn't search your past to bless your future. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your head and say, Lord, let your grace abound upon me. Amen. The second quality of the second language of building is what is called quality. You're building to last. You're building to last. You're building for eternity. You're building for eternity. You're building for eternity. You're not building to score a few brownie points here on earth. Are you with me? It's for eternity. You should never allow your life to end with you. You should always build having your posterity in mind, of the generation that is to come in mind. That which you should invest into a brick, don't buy an ice cream with that. Are you with me? Because quality. You're supposed to build with that brick and you thought, okay, I won't. It will look like Palaroton Bridge now. The next bridge that is going to come, we are going to compete with Manhattan Bridge. We prophesied over our city in the name of Jesus. Look at somebody and say, quality. Amen. Just like, you know, quality products have the ISI mark, you should have the Holy Ghost mark on everything. You build with the help of the Holy Spirit. You've not built in the flesh. You've not built it with your effort. It's come by the work of the Holy Spirit. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Hallelujah. Your generations to be taught by the Holy Spirit. The Lord told me a long time back to cast the vision up to the fourth generation, to raise up leaders up to four generations. You know, Elijah waited a little too long till the end of his life to give an impartation to Elijah, but that's not the generation in the New Testament. Hallelujah. We are not going to wait till the end of our lives to give something to the ones that are following us. But hallelujah, they can receive it by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Every good thing the Lord has put in me may be yours in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, every good thing, everything that is right, everything that is holy, everything that is from God, everything that is biblical, everything that glorifies Jesus that God has put in me may be yours in the name of the Lord. Why? Lift your hand and say, I receive in the name of Jesus. May be yours in the name of Jesus. Amen. The third language of building is what is called relationships. There's got to be an architect, there's got to be a construction engineer, there's going to be masons that are going to be carpenters, that are going to be relationships that you need to have. The building is not going to come just by yourself, just fasting and prayer and sitting in a room. Are you with me? It comes through godly relationship. Don't allow anybody to break your relationships. As a matter of fact, there are five kinds of relationships that the Bible speaks about. The first one is Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4. The book of Hebrews, the third chapter. It says, therefore, every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. Amen. The first relationship that you should have is your relationship with Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and say, there is nothing that should break that relationship. Your relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all. Amen. Amen. He's the master builder. Remember, he's the Jewish carpenter. He specializes in building. Glory be unto Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to be connected with you, Lord. On a personal level, I want to be connected with you, Lord. I want to be connected with you, Lord. In a personal level, I want to be connected with you, Jesus. Amen. Then in the scripture that we read there, there are prophets or coaches or mentors, whatever language you want to use. They are the ones who will prophesy into your future. Are you with me? Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. By the prophesying of the mouth, the prophets, the men of God, they said, build. Who is your mentor? Who is your coach? Well, you need somebody if you're looking to build. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, after my spiritual father was gone to be with the Lord, you know, I have three mentors. I won't name them. In the Lord, one of them, he only looks into the preachings that I do to see whether I am saying it with the right heart, if there's a change in my tone, if he doesn't feel the love in my word, in the word that I preach, then he corrects me. He looks to see whether I am doctrinally correct, whether any truth is taken into any kind of extremes, and that keeps me in a check. Then there is somebody who mentors me in terms of, it's almost like an old Catholic priest, you know. He used to go for confession every day. Who knows everything about me. Right from if I have a bad thought to. With whom I have the freedom to share. And the third one is somebody who just only will speak into my life prophetically what God says. For your family life, for raising up children, for your business, you need. Your company of mentors or whoever should be the ones who will prophesy to your future. I realize not everybody who comes to the church wants to come under the covering. Some of them will come just to hear a nice word and get blessed and prayed. It's fine, no problems, no worries. The third group of relationships that you have to look at are your helpers. Don't speak to your servants and drivers rudely. Are you with me? Don't shout at your cook. He might poison you. Don't do that. Be nice to them. Don't ill-treat your secretary. Don't use words like stupid, idiot, can't you get this done? Don't do that to anybody who is working for you or working with you. That's not the language of building. The fourth are the characters. Many buildings collapse because there was nobody to correct. Businesses sometimes collapse because there was nobody to correct. In your car, a brake is kept for a reason, so that you can be accident free. You are a danger in two legs if there is nobody to correct you. Are you with me? Nobody seems to like that part of it. Job chapter 5 verse 17. The book of Job chapter 5 verse 17. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrected. Therefore despise not the chastening of the Almighty. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 12. For he whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 6. It's the same scripture. Do you have anybody correcting you? You don't like correction, do you? There's a generation that doesn't want to be corrected. Not even by Google. We'll go to the next page. But But lift your hand and say, Lord, send characters into my life. If you are there to build your life for the future, lift your hand and say that, Lord, send people who are anointed to correct me, to guide me in the right paths, Lord, so I don't miss what you have for me, and I'm a builder for your glory. Amen. The next one is the comforter. Don't walk with people who want to eat you up. Are you with me? Don't walk with people or fellowship with people who are trying to destroy you. Spend time with people who will comfort and strengthen you. There are people who have, say, who have come up, who have built something, maybe in their business, but who will never share how they got there. Don't walk with them. It doesn't help you in any way going to their party. Are you with me? They might have 15 cars, but they will never tell you how to get even one. Just an example. The cars are not important. Are you with me? It might be planes, whatever. So just being a friend of theirs doesn't help you in any way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May you never lack comforters in your life. May there be people who will counsel and release the blessing of God over your life, who will want to see you succeed, come up in life, who will be builders. Let God send forth the right kind of people around you, who will embrace you, hallelujah, who will pick you up when you fall, who will make you stand, who will make you run for the glory of God. May God send that kind of people around your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And there are the catchers who will catch the anointing. The anointing is never taught, but got. People who will sow seeds, bless, teach, pray, catchers. So building to last, the language of building, these three things is what we're going to look at this night. Let's close our eyes and pray tonight. Takes a moment to destroy, but to build, it takes time. Open your heart and say, Lord, let me never be a destroyer. Let me never cooperate with the destroyer. Let me never destroy, Lord. help me to be a builder. Help me to be a builder. Help me to be a builder. Open your hearts, open your mouth and say, I renounce the destroyer in the name of Jesus. I renounce the destroyer in the name of Jesus. You have no right in my life. You have no right in my family. You have no right in my generation. You have no right in my church. You have no right in my business. You have no right in anything that God has given to me. I renounce you in the name of Jesus. I command you to depart in the name of Jesus. You will have no say in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Open your heart and say, Jesus, I receive you into my heart. You are my Lord, my builder, my Savior, my Master, my Redeemer. I surrender to you. I submit to you. Jesus Christ, come into my life. Wash me with your precious blood. Cleanse me. Thank you, Jesus, that you've redeemed me with your precious blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me awake to your righteousness. Let me move in your righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. I renounce sin. Jesus is my Lord. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to be a builder. Help me to build your church. Help me to build people around me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and praise the name of Jesus for some time.
Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.